The U.S. economy suffered another setback Friday when the Labor Department announced that there were 63,000 fewer jobs in February than in January. That is the worst monthly decline in 5 years. Thousands more dropped out of the labor force entirely. Those statistics came out soon after the Federal Reserve announced it would try to ease the ongoing credit crisis by making it easier for banks to trade investments for cash. President Bush said that he expects a boost in the slowing economy when tax rebate checks arrive for many families and businesses. Mark Zandi, chief economist and co-founder of MoodysEconomy.com, joins us from his office in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Mark, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Do you think the credit crunch is directly responsible for the loss of jobs?
Yeah, I think most fundamentally, though, it's the housing market. The housing market is in complete free fall. Home sales, housing starts, and of course, house prices all falling very rapidly. And that goes to the problems in the credit markets, which then reverberate back on the broader economy.
Mm-hmm. What industries lost the greatest number of jobs? Can you tell?
Anything related to housing, construction, mm-hmm. Wall Street jobs. Also, we saw a lot of jobs lost in manufacturing. Manufacturers produce things that go into homes. We're seeing weakness in retailing because consumers are pulling back. In fact, many more industries were laying off workers than were adding to jobs.
Explain to us, if you can, the Federal Reserve's decision to make it easier for banks to trade investments for cash. How does that get more cash into circulation?
Well, this is an arrangement the Federal Reserve has with financial institutions. If the institutions have various kinds of securities that they want to put up as collateral, in a sense, to borrow money for a short period of time, in this case, they can borrow money up to almost a month. One of the problems we're having in the financial system, among many, is that the institutions are having difficulty with their short-term cash needs.
Edward Lazier, chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisers, said on Friday that the White House has downgraded its economic forecast for this quarter, but he did not use the word, pointedly perhaps, recession. With two consecutive months of severe job losses, though, and the overall slowing numbers in the economy, is that begging the obvious?
Yeah, I think the economy is in recession. I mean, we've lost private sector jobs for 3 months running, December, January, February. All the weights on the economy are weightier. The housing market is getting worse, not better. The problems in the financial system are intensifying. Now we've got a problem with energy prices. $100 oil means gasoline prices are going to rise this spring. Mm-hmm. Everything is going in the wrong direction. So I think it's very difficult to argue that we're not on our way to recession. Now, if I were in the administration, I wouldn't be saying recession either. It wouldn't be appropriate. I mean, don't want to scare anybody, and it all becomes self-reinforcing. So he shouldn't say it, but I think the reality is that we are in recession.
And what do you expect to be the effect on the economy when those rebate checks are returned and people begin to spend them?
It's helpful. It's going to be $100 billion mailed out in May and June. But here's the thing. You know, if the gasoline prices do rise to be commensurate with $100 oil, that's going to be an increase in our gasoline bill roughly the size of the tax rebate. So essentially what we're going to be doing is taking the rebates and filling our gasoline tank with it. So it's a help, but it's certainly not going to be enough. And it doesn't go to
that just burns it up, doesn't it?
There you go. It just burns it up. And, you know, it's not like you're sending your money to your friendly government who presumably would do something good with it. You're, you know, sending it to energy companies and foreign producers of oil. So, you know, I think policymakers need to do more, and they need to be more aggressive. And, you know, this is an election year. I think they will be more aggressive eventually.
There were apparently 63,000 fewer jobs, we may presume perhaps lost, during this last quarter, and then hundreds of thousands of people who may have just dropped out of the labor force. Do you see that number rising?
Yeah. I mean, I think we'll see more job losses. I think the problems in many sectors of the economy are quite significant, and we will see further job losses. Folks are discouraged. They're stepping out of the labor force, and that'll continue. So the stresses in the job market, they're going to get more stressful.
Mark Zandi, chief economist and co-founder of MoodysEconomy.com. Thank you.
Thank you.